This happened in 2015. I had just moved to a small house far from my hometown the year before, so I was still getting used to the area and hadn't met many people yet. I worked from home as well, which made it even harder. Anyway, for Christmas, I had no plans at all. My family was too far, and I didn't have enough vacation time to go out and see them, so this was actually going to be my first Christmas alone. On Christmas Eve, I stayed up working, figuring I'd just get ahead on some things, so I didn't have to worry about doing anything on Christmas Day. I was working in the living room, listening to music as well, when through it, I heard something coming from outside. I pulled out one of the earbuds and listened, but didn't hear anything else, so I got up and looked around. With my earbuds in, it was hard to know what direction it came from, but I was pretty sure it was outside the house, not inside. I looked out the back window, not seeing anything, then moved to the front window and again saw nothing. But then I looked out the front door. On the porch were a set of shoe prints in the snow. They led right up to my doorstep and then back out to the driveway. There was no mail dropped off or anything at all on the porch, just the shoe prints. It was really strange and made me feel a little anxious, not knowing why anyone would be walking up to my doorstep at 11 p.m. on Christmas Eve. I made sure the door was locked and went back to work, then got in bed soon after. It was a bit strange waking up on Christmas morning, feeling like it was any other day. I brewed a cup of coffee and sat on my chair to watch TV. I think I spent the whole morning just sitting there and watching shows and movies. I gave my parents a call and talked to them for a bit, but that was really about all I did. I thought about going out, but it was really cold and the wind was really strong, so I just stayed in for the day. By 6 p.m, I had basically done nothing all day and made some dinner, planning on going to bed early, but then I heard something outside. It was the shuffling sound of footsteps in the snow coming toward the front door. I stayed quiet, knowing nobody should be here. After a few seconds, the footsteps sounded again, walking away from the house. I went up and checked, seeing almost an identical scene to what I saw the previous night. After that, I forced myself to stay up later. I kept my eyes open until probably around 10, before I guess I fell asleep on the couch. I remember getting really tired and trying to stay up, but I didn't plan on falling asleep out there. When I woke up, the TV was still on and flashing light throughout the dark room. I sat up and paused it, then got up to go to my bedroom. As I walked down the hallway though, my eyes instantly locked on my bedroom door. It was open, but I knew I always kept it closed. I walked over and pushed it open wider, then flicked on the light. Wet shoe prints were scattered around the floor, going to and from the window. In a complete state of shock, I spun around and turned on the hallway light, now seeing more shoe prints going down toward the living room. I followed them, but they stopped right outside the living room, looking like they'd turned and went back right after seeing me on the couch. The shoe prints were nowhere else in the house. Police did what they could, but if I'm being honest, they weren't of much help. The current theory is that the man had come by the previous two nights to see if I was home. After not answering the door though, he likely thought I was away for the holidays. I know it's likely that he only broke into my house to rob me, but still, it's extremely disturbing, especially since I was at home sleeping when it all happened. Whoever it was though, they never came back. Last December, I traveled across the country to meet my parents and siblings for Christmas. My parents had a decent-sized house, so we would usually just all stay there and sleep on the couch or in the spare bedrooms. That being said, I didn't rent any hotels, even for the drive. It was 10 hours long, but I just didn't see a need in stopping halfway there and wasting a whole night. I left early on the 23rd, planning it out to get to the house around dinner time. As I started the drive, snow was lightly coming down. Nothing crazy, but enough to cause a bit of traffic. This went on for a few hours, until it suddenly started pouring down. It happened over just 30 minutes, going from a very light downfall to an extremely heavy storm. Along with the winds, it was nearly impossible to see anything in front of me. Most other cars started to pull off to the side of the road, but I really wanted to keep going. I drove in these horrible conditions for the better part of an hour, having a few close calls before deciding enough was enough. I pulled into a motel and sat in the parking lot, waiting for the snow to clear up. There were a lot of other cars in the parking lot, but I think most were probably trying to wait it out like I was. But as the sun started to set, there was no chance of that happening anytime soon. I reluctantly went in and got a room. I went to my room and lay down on the bed. It was around 8 o'clock at this point, and I'd figured I'd just sleep now and see if it was clear in a few hours. I set an alarm on my phone for 11, then passed out. But when I woke up, I immediately knew something was wrong. I turned and looked at my phone, seeing it was just before 2 a.m. My alarm didn't go off. I quickly got out of bed and ran up to the window. The parking lot was almost empty now, but it was still snowing pretty bad. I sat back on the bed, and after some thinking, I decided to take the loss and just spend the rest of the night there and hope for the best in the morning. I laid down, closing my eyes, but now that I was more calm, something caught my attention. A cold breeze blowing through the room, and the clear sound of wind. I sat up, seeing the window at the end of the bed was cracked open. I got up and shut it, but I was almost positive it was closed when I went to bed. It's something I definitely would have noticed, being that there was a whole storm outside. A rush of adrenaline went through me as I started to worry. I faced the rest of the room, now looking into the dark and standing still, listening for anything. Then I slowly walked around, checking for anything missing or any signs that someone had been inside. I didn't see or find anything until I went to check out the peephole. That's when I noticed that both locks on the door were now open. Someone had unlocked it from the inside. Blood rushed from my face as I locked the door and backed away, thinking through every possible horrifying scenario that I could be caught in right now. I started putting my things back into my bag and getting ready to leave, but then there was a sudden shake of the door handle. I stared at it with wide eyes, seeing the handle move back and forth like they were trying to force it open. Then it went silent. I waited for a long couple minutes before I slowly and quietly crept toward the door to check if it was safe to make a run for my car. I looked out the peephole, seeing a man leaning against the door like he was listening. I was frozen, but he must have heard something because only a few seconds later he rushed away from the door. I spent no time waiting, leaving the room soon after and getting in my car, pulling out and leaving the motel. I got lucky, as nobody else was on the roads and they seemed to have just been plowed. I drove through the storm until I got to my parents' house, taking much longer than it should have. What that man was trying to do, I can't even begin to think of. They had obviously been in the room while I was sleeping and unlocked the door. But what they wanted and why they had to come back to my room, I just don't know. But if I hadn't woken up when I did and stayed asleep for just a minute longer, I might have never made it to my parents' house. Two years ago, I spent Christmas with my roommate. We were both in college and were splitting rent on a small home in the suburbs outside of the campus. Neither of our families apparently were really big on Christmas, and we were also kind of broke, so we stayed home for winter break. We still did a bit of decorating, and I'd gotten each other some cheap little gifts so we could have our own small Christmas. But other than that, we mostly planned on watching movies and maybe going to a party at night. On Christmas Day, we opened up our gifts and hung out, and around 5, my roommate wanted to go to a party by the campus. I'd planned on going too, but for some reason, I was just tired and not really in the mood to go out. I encouraged him to go if he wanted to, and he took up on the offer, heading out by 6. I sat back and ate some junk food, watching TV, and just relaxing, I guess. But then around 8, I just felt like getting up and doing something. With no places open, I grabbed my jacket and decided to go for a walk around to look at the houses with Christmas lights. It was cold out, but not insanely freezing. I walked around the neighborhood and through one of the nearby parks, but while I was walking through a portion of the path, I passed by a man sitting on a bench. Now, this part of the path was covered in trees and not by any houses, and the man was just sitting there alone. It was actually kind of sad, but when I passed by, he looked up at me and just gave me this really cold look. It was very strange and made me even more curious why he was out here. I walked quicker, reaching the end of the path and turning back to go home. The rest of the walk, all I was thinking about was the man and what he was up to. Something about his look just gave me a bad feeling. I got to the house and opened the front door, closing it behind me and taking my shoes off. But before I even started walking away, I heard a thump right outside the door. It startled me, having come so quickly after I'd gotten inside. I leaned over and looked through the peephole. It was the man from the path, standing on the porch and staring at the door. His face was completely blank, no smile or frown, just empty. I cracked open the door.
"Are you okay?"
The man looked at me with his emotionless eyes and didn't say a word. I asked again if he was okay or if he needed anything, but he didn't speak. Getting weirded out, I closed the door and went back to looking out the peephole. The man stayed there for at least a whole minute, then walked off to the side of the door until he was out of my view. I looked over, seeing the window curtains were open, giving the man a view into my house. For some reason, now I didn't want the man to see me, so I was afraid to go close the curtains. All he could probably view, though, was the Christmas tree and the couch, but it was still really unnerving knowing he was looking into my home. As I stood in place, trying to think of what to do next, a dull thud came from outside the window. I quickly stepped back and looked, seeing the man slam a large rock against the glass. His eyes were still glazed over, with no emotion, making it look even more terrifying. I ran and locked myself in a room while I dialed 911, hearing the man continue to repeatedly hit the window. After a few hits, there was a pause, then it began again, but it sounded like he may have moved to hitting the front door. This went on for what felt like several minutes, before finally, it went quiet. When police pulled in, the man was nowhere around. Outside, though, there were multiple cracks in the window, and the door had entire chunks of wood smashed out and laying on the ground. The police seemed to think that it was just an intoxicated person, based on the information I told them, and he likely had no real reason to target me specifically. Whatever the case, the way he was acting was just insane. And if he had gotten in, there's no saying what he would have done.